from KQED.
Researchers at Cal State Monterey Bay have teamed up with scientists at NASA to test water-saving technology on California crops. Vinny Tong reports.
Anthony Pereira opens the tap to send water into the fields at his family's farm in the Central Valley town of Los Banos. Pereira grows cotton, alfalfa, and tomatoes, and he is constantly deciding how much water is the right amount to use.
Water saving is always an issue. That's why we're going drip here now on this ranch, and so we got to try to save what we can now for years to come.
To help farmers like Pereira, NASA and CSU Monterey Bay are developing an online tool that can estimate how much water a field might need. Here's how it works. Satellites orbiting Earth take high-resolution pictures, pictures so detailed that you can zoom in to a quarter of an acre. CSUMB scientist Forrest Melton is the lead researcher on the project.
So the satellite data is allowing us to get a measurement of how the crop is developing. We're actually measuring the fraction of the field that's covered by green growing vegetation.
Those images are combined with data they're collecting right now at a dozen California farms from Redding to Bakersfield and from Salinas to Visalia. In Pereira's fields, a tractor carrying tomato seedlings leads the way as farm workers nestle the plants in the dirt. Alongside them, the researchers use a drill to dig holes to put sensors underneath and around the crops. The sensors measure wind temperature, radiant energy from the sun, and how thirsty the soil may be on a given day.
Yeah, just try not to step on any seedlings. Okay. They're kind of hard to see sometimes.
Walking through the field, researcher Chris Lund is carrying equipment that will collect all that data.
Once a minute, it'll take a measurement of all the sensors that are attached to this, the soil moisture sensors, the soil water potential sensors, and in this case, this capillary lysimeter I talked about that measures how much water is going out the bottom of the system.
Using this information with the satellite images that are updated about once a week, the researchers have come up with a formula that can estimate how much water a field might need. Farmers will soon be able to access estimates for their fields online, and eventually they'll be able to use their cell phones. That means Pereira will no longer have to rely on an old-school way of deciding how much water to use.
Before, everything was furrow irrigated or flood irrigated, and we just schedule, depending on what the weather is. If it's warm, you know, we say, okay, we're going to try to irrigate every 2 weeks. If it's cooler, then we'll try to stretch it out another week, 10 days or so, you know, to make the water stretch out more.
The California Department of Water Resources estimates water savings could equal hundreds of dollars per acre, and the crop yield could be better, too. The joint research team sees their water-saving tool as something that could be used by any farmer. At the Ames Research Center in Mountain View, NASA's Rama Namani is looking at a map of the world mounted on a wall.
If you look at the map like this, there are a lot of areas that are like California that are starved for water, but we need to still produce food. So we got to figure out a way to use, you know, whatever limited water each place has to the best possible extent.
This online water-saving tool could be available for free to farmers around the state as soon as next year, and eventually to farmers around the world. For the California Report, I'm Vinny Tong.